Good morning. I'd like to have this opportunity to share with you the research we have been doing on in vitro invariation of new mycorrhizal fungi strains on blueberry growth. First of all, I'd like to talk the story about how we found this fungi. Actually, this is totally an unexpected discovery. Initially, we just tried to establish the regeneration system of Rhododendron fortunate. And Rhododendron fortunate is an ornamental species which originated from China. What we did was just serialize the seed of Rhododendron fortunate and then germinated the seeds on the half-strength red medium. The seeds were pretty small. About 5 months later, we found the fungi were growing around the roots of Rhododendron fortunate. Firstly, we thought the seedlings were just contaminated. And then we realized that the contaminated seedlings would grow much better than uncontaminated seedlings. So we thought the fungi could be potentially useful for plant growth. Then we decided to isolate them. We got the piece of the fungi around the roots and directly put cultured on the modified bathing token agar medium called MMN medium. And then the fungi were purified on the melt extract agar medium. It's called MEA medium. Eventually, we got a total of 16 isolates. Here is the photo to show the 8 isolates colonies. After two weeks, cultured on the MEA medium, it shows they have different shape, different color, and different textures. Some are white, some are blue, and some are black. To examine all the isolates of their ability to colonize the roots of Rhododendron fortunate, we re-inoculated all the isolates to the seedlings of Rhododendron fortunate. And the result shows that all the isolates can improve the Rhododendron fortunate's growth and can colonize the roots of the seedlings. Here is the example to show the inoculated seedlings. The inoculation seedlings is grows much better than uninoculated ones. So all the isolates were identified based on the morphology and the ITSR DNA sequence analysis. Here is the colonies and the Canadian spores of two isolates, CT13 and ZO24, and also along with the OM19. OM19 was isolated from Rhododendron fortunate roots. In our previous work, we already found that it can promote the Rhododendron fortunate's growth, and this result has been published. After morphology identification, the ITSR DNA sequence of all the isolates were also analyzed. Here is the final genetic tree of OM19 based on the ITSR DNA sequence analysis. And the result shows that OM19 belongs to Rhododendron manus. And the phylogenetic tree's analysis of CT13 based on its ITSR DNA analysis also shows that it belongs to Rhododendron manus. However, the result of the CO10T's ITSR DNA sequence analysis shows that it not belongs to audiodental manuals. It's close to the Kolev-Chozma axis. So we have already known that these three isolates can improve the rhododendron fortinase growth. But what we are more interested is in their effect on blueberries, because the blueberries have it's very popular for their high nutrition and their high economic value. And Florida now is produce a lot of blueberry. So we did the following experiments based on a sterilized condition and to examine all the three OM19, ZT13, and the ZO24, these three isolates, to examine their impact on the sunshine blue species blueberry growth. Firstly, the microcarting of sunshine blue were transplanted to the substrate. The substrate was comprised of Canadian peats with coarse sand in 2-to-1 ratio by value, and the pH was adjusted to the 5 to 5.2. And secondly, the substrate was amended with Peters 2020 fertilizer solution with nitrogen concentration at 100 ppm. After 1 week's transplanting, the isolates OM19, ZT13, and ZO24 were inoculated beside to the microcartings. Here is the photo to show the blueberry's growth after 6 months inoculation. And it shows the plants inoculated with ZO24 was growth much better than other treatments that grows higher and greener. And the plant inoculated with OM19 was also grows better than the control and the ZT13. But the ZT13 appears no effect on the blueberry's growth. Here are photos to show the four treatments plants without after the substrate was washed out. We can see some plants inoculated with OM19 and ZO24 can produce more shoots and also produce more roots. In the same time, we used the Phillips and the Hyman's method to observe if the roots can colonize by the isolates. Here is the photo to show the roots of the blueberry also can colonize by the isolate CO24, and the control's roots were out clear. There is a table to show the plant growth on data. The growth growth parameters, including root number, mean root length, leaf number, and mean shoot length. So the root number of the plants inoculated with OM19 and ZO24 was 5 and 11 compared to the control with 2.8. And the mean root length of OM19 and ZO24 is also much greater than the control. It's over 5 and 37 times more than control plants. The leaf number of OM19 and ZO24 was 40% and 137% greater than the control plants. Also, the mean shoot length of the plants inoculated by OM19 and ZO24 also much higher than the control. It's respectively 33% and 268% more than control plants. However, the ZT13's inoculation have no significant impact on blueberry's growth. To summary, the isolation of the mycorrhizal fungi from the rhododendron fortunate seeds were unexpected. Yeah, we just found it is very, and how the fungi become endophytic in seeds is unknown. The isolates were oligodendron manus or Calyptozoma oxys confirmed by the morphology and ITS RDNA sequence analysis. And the isolates can colonize the blueberry's roots as well. In the ZO24, these isolates showed promise in enhancing growth of blueberry sunshine blue in vitro. And the greenhouse and the field experiments will be carried out to confirm the in vitro result. Thank you so much for your attention and welcome any kind of questions. No, it's in the median. We just sterilize the seeds of rhododendron fortunate, and after 5 months, they have some fungi grow around the roots. We thought maybe it's just contaminated, but then we found that the contaminated seedlings will grow much better than uncontaminated ones. So we just try to isolate them, and then we re-inoculate to the plants, and it's really useful for to promote the plant growth. So, from the roots of the soil. Yeah, it can also, I think. We did before, we collected the roots of the wild roots of some mountain when I was in China. Yeah, we used collected the roots of the rhododendron fortunate and then to isolate them from the roots. But this one is different. It's a really unexpected discovery. Yeah, I don't know. We will try because this, because the blueberry and the rhododendron are in the same family. So then, I don't know, but they are special. They have arecoid mycorrhizae, especially in the arecoid mycorrhizae, arecoid family. Arecasm family, so we never tried to other plants. Maybe it's also a new, it will be also a new discovery. Maybe, I don't know. Thank you.